from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The number one thing people would be bitching about, even more than Tomlin's 4th-and-1 decision that went awry, would be the officials. And candidly, I think in this case they would be right. One of the things Sports Talk Radio gets accused of is we oftentimes put way too much emphasis on umpires and referees and officials for their blunders or for their calls that go against our teams. That was some of the most egregiously bad officiating I've ever seen in terms of it seemingly. We thought the Ravens were getting screwed with the illegal procedure calls against the Chiefs. There were massive plays that went against the Steelers from the refs on Sunday, and to their credit, they were able to overcome them. Plays that helped put points, calls that helped put points on the board for the Falcons, like that Watt miss where they called the offsides, and he says they told him at halftime.
Got it wrong,
got
TJ.
It wrong. The offensive pass interference call against
Pickens.
46-yard
penalty.
Off the board.
A 36-yard play and then add 10 yards back on the back end.
Najee Harris clearly had his helmet ripped off by Bates. He gets up. His helmet's not on. There's a million officials out there. Not one person saw how it happened.
Magic.
It's a penalty when a guy takes his helmet off on the field, correct?
Yes.
So someone's got to get flagged there in that situation. Either Harris for removing his own helmet.
Well, it's a penalty.
Or no. Someone for... No?
It's a penalty when it's obvious, like the guy just pops his own helmet off. But I think when there's like scrums and pileups there, they probably have a little bit of deference. Like, because they could say somebody's helmet just popped off, like almost got hand on the chin strap or something. They would say maybe illegal hands to the face there. But no, it's not like an automatic 15-yard penalty if your head comes
okay off. But how did nobody see that?
No, I listen to the overall point of the officials were not good in this game. I would agree. It was just I thought actually the Pickens penalty was the worst one, believe it or not.
Even worse than when they ruled him down by contact and there wasn't anyone within yards of him. It was shades of Plexico Burris, the opposite of Burris. Actually,
when Burris
it was the same
thing. The ball, Burris
they ruled
spun
Burris
it.
Down and he had never been touched and it should have been the Falcons' ball 20 years ago.
You're talking about, that was yes. Against Jacksonville, I thought.
No, that was against the Falcons, Chris.
He had one against the Falcons that
time. Oh, that's right. He had two of them, yes. He had one in his rookie year against Jacksonville where he got up and spun the ball and he had never been touched down. So I would say that the Pickens one is worse. The Watt one is bad, and I think that one fools people because he just timed it perfect. I thought Olsen, by the way, did a great job of explaining how you can get off the line that quickly, just from a player's perspective. He just said like they're quickly timing that head bob, and that's why it looked even to the refs like he jumped early. The Pickens play, I know that there's an attempt, I think, by these guys to occasionally call OPI, usually it's on pick plays or whatever, to try to even it up a little bit and make it a little easier to play defense. You only see that OPI get called on a ball like that if the guy extends his arms and shoves. He basically had his hands on Terrell And then basically let them off. His elbow bent about an inch.
Well, Terrell had his hands engaged,
I know,
too.
But, like, Pickens had both hands, and then I would say he pushed, like, a half inch. Not enough to throw anybody really off stride and just got his hands up there for the ball. You never see that play get called with that little contact by the offensive player. And that's half the field, basically, when you combine how long the throw was and then the actual penalty yardage tacked onto it.
They won't do it unless it hurts somebody in the Super Bowl again, or like the pass interference call that went against the Saints in the Rams NFC Championship game, where it was obvious they didn't call it. I think that ideally the way to do this is you are allowed to challenge one officiating error a game, and it can be anything. It can be false start. It can be offsides. It can be pass interference. It can be holding. But once you do it, you only get it once, and you don't get bonus ones if you get it right. Just if you think there's one call made by an official that's a judgment call by a ref, and it, in your opinion, is horribly bad, or potentially
how do they adjudicate
the game,
it? How do they decide whether you're right or not?
They go back and they review it.
I know, but if it's a judgment call, like an OPI,
well, yeah, but
does the same crew that called the penalty review the penalty?
I think that there should be somebody back in New York who does it.
Like an Alan Parsons project, an eye in the sky?
Like they do with the NHL or Major League Baseball,
okay,
yeah.
I just wanted to ask for point of clarification.
It's a good question. I see why not. Why not? I mean, these guys have to make calls.
We see umps reverse calls in baseball sometimes, but that's pretty rare. They confer if, like, everybody else had a better look. But I just have a hard time if that's usually one guy's call, that guy would go back and huddle up and say, you know what, boys? I messed this one up.
I just don't see the difference. A missed call by a ref on a holding or a face mask that they miss can be more costly than them missing a fumble or a line to gain or whatever. It's all lumped in my opinion in the same bucket.
Harris
fix egregious calls by the officials.
Here's the problem with the way I see it. If it's a play like the Harris Bates play where the helmet gets ripped off, that should be pretty easy to see. His hand is in the face mask. By the letter of the law, it is a face mask, and you should call that.
Yes.
The play with Pickens, the OPI, I just think the NFL would feel like, and gambling absolutely plays a role in this, that they would be opening Pandora's box to have somebody who isn't at the game officiating it, somebody back in New York, when the play gets challenged, say, you know what? This is technically a judgment call. In my judgment, these game officials screwed that up. People would be howling with protest at that. Because you know what?
Why?
There's probably a defensive back somewhere that thinks, no, that happens all the time to us and we never get the benefit of the doubt. That is offensive pass interference. Dare they overturn this? I'm just saying, that's how judgment calls work, and it sucks that they got that one wrong, in my opinion. But there are people out there who would probably feel that is the right call.
They're all judgment calls. Did the guy get the
first holding on every play? Yes.
No, did the guy get the first down or not? Was his knee down on the fumble? They're all judgment
calls.
But
you see how a face mask is different than OPI. Is his hand in the face mask ripping his helmet?
Right. I mean, the face mask one is a much easier black and white thing to do, but let's not pretend like some of the calls they had to look over now that aren't penalties aren't gray area calls where they're nitpicky and they're trying to see, did the ball get to this yard line or was it an inch or two short of that? They're all like that.
Pony, I understand that. What I want to be clear about here is, unless it is one of those black and white plays where they just blatantly missed it and the rule is so clearly written that there's no argument about what happened, I think the league would be very loath to actually have somebody else off-site review the play and overturn the call made by the people there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with MyBlinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.